Blog Talk Radio.
Podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis. Today is Monday, April 7th, 2014. Make sure you like the Shanice Lewis Show's Facebook page at facebook.com/Shanice Lewis Show and follow us on Twitter at Shanice Show. Now, this show is a proud sponsor of the Miss Plus USA pageant. If you are unmarried in between the ages of 14 and 30 and wear a size 10 and up, you should consider competing in this prestigious event. The deadline to enter is April, and the pageant will be held in Seattle, Washington, August 13th through August 16th. For more information about competing or to purchase tickets to attend, visit the website at MissPlusUSA.com. I hope to see you there. Now, today on the show is plus-size health and fitness coach Tulin Emery, CEO and of Manic Magazine, Selena Weeks, but up first is Molly Bigelow. Molly is the CEO and founder of Fat Girl Fresh, a blog intended to educate, empower, and encourage women, especially plus-size women. Besides being a blogger, she has written articles for Essence, Sister to Sister, Pose, and Full Blossom magazines. Also a budding entrepreneur, she also has her own line of T-shirts for plus-size women. To commemorate the anniversary of Fat Girl Fresh, there will be a fashion honors event May 3rd at the Harlem Night Ultra Lounge in Atlanta, Georgia, which she's going to tell us all about. Let's welcome Molly to the show. Hi.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, am I pronouncing your name correct?
You are pronouncing it correct. It is Maui.
Okay, good, good. So tell me, how did you come up with the name Fat Girl Fresh? And tell us a little bit about your blog.
Well, honestly, I came up with the name just playing around with some verbiage and trying.
Uh-oh, Molly, we lost your call. Hurry up and call back in. We had a drop call. Let's see if we could get her back on the line quickly. Just bear with us. This is a live show. Sometimes things like this happen when it's live. It's not pre-recorded. In the meantime, like I said, her event is May 3rd. Here she is. Hey.
Hi, I'm sorry about that. I don't know what happened. but I came up with the name just really playing around with the words, and it was actually just going to be a T-shirt slogan because my goal was to sell plus-size clothes, and I had an online boutique called Big Mama's Boutique. And so that was just going to be a slogan for my T-shirt. But it was just so catchy and so cute, and I just started using it and tagging it on everything that I was working on. And so it just stuck with me, and here I am.
So you just mentioned you have a line of T-shirts, too. Now, is that under the Fat Girl Fresh name, or is that a separate entity?
I do have a line of T-shirts under the Fat Girl Fresh umbrella. I am also a T-shirt printer and designer. I have my own T-shirt printing and designing company. But we do customize items for other individuals, as well as the Fat Girl Fresh shirts.
Oh, so you can print T-shirts for anybody, like anybody listening on T-shirts at their fashion shows and events. What can you print up besides T-shirts? Do you just print everything, all kinds of promotional products?
I do T-shirts. I do bags, like the gift bags that people want, the cloth bags. We can even actually print media that can go on the paper bags. It just depends on what you want.
Okay, so that's your day job, what you do in the day.
That's not my day job. I'm a substitute teacher. That's my evening job.
Okay, all right. Well, you hustle and you got a lot of jobs.
Yeah, I wear a lot of hats.
Right. So you are based in Atlanta. Now, do you think the Plus community in Atlanta and all the size positive projects going on down there are sometimes overlooked?
Actually, I'm based in Albany, Georgia. I travel back and forth to Atlanta on the weekends and for different events. However, I think that even it's the same as everywhere in the world. It's growing. It's growing, and the plus size industry is getting more respect and more recognition than it has in the past.
Right. And so with the growing plus size community in Atlanta, you have a big event coming up called Lifestyle. Now, this is an event celebrating the anniversary of your blog, correct?
It is the anniversary of the brand as a whole, because the Fat Girl Fresh brand extends beyond the blog. So it's an anniversary event to celebrate the brand as a whole.
And so how many years has this brand been in existence?
4 years. I've been doing it for 4 years. And for the past, well, this is my second year with the website and the blog site. It was initially I was writing, but I was writing under someone else's umbrella. And last year I decided, I'm just going to step out on faith. I'm going to do this on my own. So that's when I, did the website and really, really became active on my own and doing my own thing.
Now, tell me about your event you have coming up. It's more than just a party, but you're actually honoring people. So tell me about how did you go about selecting the people you're going to honor at your event?
Well, the event is to commemorate the anniversary. And what Fat Girl Fresh stands for is passionate, happy, appreciative, and true. And the overall goal of Fat Girl Fresh is not to discriminate on women in regards to color or size or age or anything like that. It is just to let women know that they can live in their situation and still be happy. You know, you meet women and they say, oh, I want to lose weight, and when I lose weight, I'm going to do this, or when my hair grows back, I'm going to do this. And the goal is to put things in place for them so that they know that they can celebrate their diversity now. They don't have to wait. And so in choosing the honorees, I basically chose individuals that I've watched all year or that I've watched throughout my work and me trying to tap into the industry that have empowered and encouraged women and helped others to get to the next level. So that's really what made me choose the individuals that I chose. The women that are being honored, Ms. Nikki Mack, she is a runway coach. She hosts an assortment of events, and she has a company called Diva Day International. And she trains women not only to be able to model and to be on the runway, but to give themselves a boost of confidence, to show them, how to dress and how to be poised at the same time. So that was what pulled me into her. And then Miss Botali, she's a socialite. She's a basketball wife. Her husband is a NBA coach. And she's a woman of a certain age, but she has an amazing body. She looks amazing. She has 4 kids, and she encourages women to be healthy and be happy with who you are. You know, you don't have to, because you're a certain age, you don't have to be in this box, you know, of saying, okay, I'm a mom, I have grown kids or grandkids or whatever the situation is, and, you know, I can't be sexy, or I can't be cute, I can't be trendy anymore. So that's what drew me to her. And then Shandia McFadden, she works under the name Bold and Breastless. She's a breast cancer survivor, and I, too, am a breast cancer survivor. And she works to encourage individuals in the community to, you know, give them different tools so that they can get back into their regular life or so that they can live their life in the midst of cancer. And, I mean, her name is who she is. She's bold and she's breathless.
Wow.
And then we have Lyris Cross, and, of course, everybody knows Lyris. But what I like most about Lyris is I know a lot of models who are paid, who are working, and they have these great careers, but they don't reach back and try to help anybody. And I admire the fact that Lyris uses what she has to try to help, you know, all of these girls who are standing on her back who want to be where she is.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is what, you know, drew me to her. And then Melinda Santiago is a strong businesswoman. She owns the S Firm, and the S Firm manages a large number of music clients like 112 and Jay Holiday and different people like that. But Melinda is very big on pushing people forward, and I just love and respect that. And then we're giving a Fat Boy Fresh Award to Mello Andrews, who is the editor-in-chief of Full Blossom magazine. And I just have a lot of love and respect for Mel. Besides what he does for women, just as a businessman, he's very motivational, and he's very hands-on. He doesn't mind helping you or trying to help others to get to the next level. As far as, you know, women, there are a lot of men in the industry who exploit women because they know that, you know, they're looking for something and they're in need of something, and that's their opportunity to make them their point.
Especially when it's plus size modeling.
Yes, yes, yes. And he doesn't do that.
So how many people are you honoring total? That was a total of 5?
6.
So you have, like, a great mix of people that you're honoring. Now, is this going to be an annual event that you're going to do ongoing now?
I will not tell you that because I don't know. I wanted it to be nice but intimate. And then it's like God just jumped in and took over, and it's been growing ever since. And so I don't want to say yes because it's a lot, but I don't want to say no either.
So this first event is going to be the test, and then you'll just see where it goes from there.
Yes, last year I had an event, and it was nice, but it was on a much smaller scale. And so this year, since, you know, so much has happened, I said, okay, well, that means I need to turn it up a notch. And it went up like 4 or 5 notches. So.
Now tell me, how much does it cost to attend? Can you get tickets at the door?
I'm actually hoping, and it's looking like we're going to sell out on the tickets before it gets to the door. However, if it does come to a situation where we have tickets at the door, the VIP tickets are $25 and the general tickets are $15.
well, wow, this is going to be a sold-out event. And I also saw that besides honoring people that are doing fabulous things, you also have a charitable aspect to it as well. Tell me briefly about that.
I do. One of the families that Ms. McFadden is sponsoring and has brought to the forefront as far as her giving back is the Moore family. The mother's name is Markia Moore, and she has a son, Ja'Cory, who has brain cancer. And we just want to, in true Fat Girl Fresh fashion, embrace this mother, because as a mother, I can't imagine having to deal with this with my baby. And
so you're taking cash donations for them?
We're taking cash donations. We're taking donations. When you go to the Eventbrite to buy your tickets, there's also a tab where you can give donations.
Well, that is awesome. It's for a good cause, and, you know, you're doing great things. Now, anything else you have coming up that we can be on the lookout for?
Aside from the show, we have a couple of small projects that we're working on with some of the other models, and I'm actually trying to get together an empowerment summit for women. But I haven't, nothing is solid yet. The foundation has not been built yet. It's just, it's in my brain now.
So are you looking to collaborate with other people in the plus industry on projects like this and other things?
I am looking to collaborate with other positive people in the plus community. Hint, hint, Shanice Lewis. I mean, I'm open to working with just about anybody, even if it's outside of the plus community. If it's positive and it's going to have a positive effect on women and girls, I want to be a part of it. I especially want to start some type of program that would mentor young girls. And me and a designer by the name of Dia Bocage, we've been talking back and forth about connecting and doing sort of like a pretty girl soul type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Just to give girls, you know, I think a lot of people are not realistic with their daughters about life, and they don't give them all of these tools. As parents, we're supposed to give our children roots to grow and wings to soar. And it's important that we don't just leave them in one box or in one area. We give them other tools. The thing that I do with my daughter is anything that I put my hands in, I try to tell her about it. You know, even if she's not interested in it, I at least want her to know to have options in life. You know, she wants to be a nurse. If for some reason she has a bad experience, she doesn't want to be a nurse anymore, and now she wants to be a makeup artist or a model or something like that, she has information on those areas.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a lot of positive things, not just in the plus community, but for young girls and everyone in general. Tell us your official websites. Tell us where to get the T-shirts, your blog, and where to purchase tickets.
The official website is fatgirlfresh.com. All of my social media is fatgirlfresh. Instagram and Twitter is fat_girl_fresh. The merchandise is on the website. It's also on the Fat Girl Fresh Facebook page for purchase. And the tickets for the event can be found at fatgirlfresh.eventbrite.com.
And we should tell Fat is spelled P-H-A-T.
P-H-A-T.
Right. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. It's a pleasure speaking with you, and continued success on this event and everything else you got going on.
Thank you so much for having me, and I look forward to working with you, Shanice.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And up next on the show is Selena Weeks, and she is the founder of Vanity Carter Media, LLC, an online media publishing company and producer of Manning Magazine, an online fashion and lifestyle publication for curvy and plus-size women. Through Manning Magazine, Selena empowers women across the globe, delivering confidence in fashion and the importance of leading a healthy lifestyle. Selena has written for AllHipHop.com, Columbia University School of Health Sciences, BET Centric, and a host of online hip-hop blog sites. In 2009, she led the Designer Selection Committee for Full Figure Fashion Week and since has led the creative direction in shooting the looks of various plus-size designers, including Marco Hall, Terry Sims, Jabri, Sandra Freeman, True Diva Designs, and LaDance Closet. Let's welcome Selena to the show.
Hi, Shanice.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Could be better if it was, like, not raining outside, but, you know, I can't control that.
Now, where are you located, in New York?
Yes.
Okay, so a little bad weather there, but I'm glad you were able to call in. So I want to know about your company, Vanity Carter Media. Now, is Manning Magazine one of many projects under your media company?
Yes, it is. So Vanity Carter Media is like the umbrella, and you have Manic, and we are currently working on Manic Girl, which is for plus-size teens. And then we have a few other projects that we are working on that I cannot share right now.
Oh, wow. Well, that's exciting things coming up. So how did you get involved with the plus-size community?
Well, it was, like, very organic. When I first started out with Manic, I didn't have a team. I had to kind of sort of, like, do what I wanted to do to get people to pay attention, and then I was able to develop my team. And so people just, I've been, like, blessed to have, to be fortunate enough to have people see the vision, and I've been blessed to work with a lot of infamous people within the plus-size industry, and I've just been really grateful that, you know, they've gravitated towards me and Manic's vision to even, like, be a part of it and make Manic just that much more of an impact, to just to be associated with them.
Now, I mentioned in your intro that you've been a creative director for lots of photo shoots for popular plus-size designers. Now, are you a wardrobe stylist as well? What does that entail, being the creative director?
Basically, it's conceiving the vision and how we're going to shoot, arranging the story behind the photo shoot, acquiring the pieces, the looks, getting together the stylist. I pretty much have my hand involved in every aspect of Manic. So we have a team of 12 people, and that includes wardrobe stylists, writers, photographers, and so sometimes.
So when you're creative director of these photo shoots, are these photo shoots specific for your magazine or for other projects as well?
It's specific for Manic. However,
okay.
I acquired the role as creative director for Erica Wolcott New York, which is separate from Manic. And this is actually the first time that I've even, like, announced it.
So wait, your phone got really low. Did you do something to your...
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, that's way better.
Okay, sorry about
okay.
that. I think my thumb covered the the speaker part. But
okay.
More recently, I took on the role as creative director for Erica Wolcott New York, who is a fashion designer. This is totally, like, separate from Manic. And she's a new upcoming designer, offering ready-to-wear and also red carpet gowns. And I'm just not because I'm creative director for her, but I'm, like, totally in awe of her work. And we work really well together with me, like, influencing her collection. And so, you know, I've done creative direction for Manic, but this is, like, the first time that, you know, I've taken a leap away from Manic to actually serve as creative director for another brand or company.
Now, let's talk a little bit more in depth about Manic Magazine. How do you feel Manic's magazine voice is different from other plus-size magazines and blogs within the industry?
I think it's different in the way that we cover not only fashion, but we also definitely stress the importance of leading a healthy lifestyle. And I think that's very, very important because a lot of people, you know, the conceptions held by people in regards to plus-size women are, like, totally off. And a lot of people believe, you know, if you're plus size, there's no way in hell that you can be, like, healthy or, you know, lead a life of wellness. So what we do is advocate for being healthy and also leading a life of wellness through our editorials. But also in addition to that component, we tend to focus on independent designers rather than, like, the larger name brands. And we basically do that because a lot of women feel as though their only options for fashion are Ashley Stewart or, like, Old Navy or Lane Bryant, The Avenue. Like, they don't realize that there are a lot of designers that cater to plus-size women. But the thing is, you know, they're not widely known. They may be locally known, maybe, you know, in a small town in Georgia or I don't know, somewhere like upstate New York, you know, they're not widely known, and Manic pretty much serves as that platform to connect women, plus-size women, with these designers that cater to them just to say, like, hey, you know, you have options, and you don't have to look like everyone else, and you can develop your own trends. You don't have to follow, like, the wave that sweeps the nation, you know. They're designers that cater to you that offer a wide array of style. So those are the ways
and
that
you,
we differ.
You have relaunched Manic Magazine. Now tell me what's different with the relaunch. Are you strictly a blog format now, or are you still coming out with magazine issues?
It's strictly a blog format. The thing about the magazine issue, we were currently operating on a glossy platform, which is basically a website that enabled you to create flip pages.
Mm-hmm.
And more recently, Glossy was acquired by another company, in which they did, I guess, like a total assessment of Glossy and, you know, its functionalities, ran a few studies, and, you know, they discovered that more people viewed Glossy, like, on mobile devices. And so what they're doing is revamping Glossy. It's not even called Glossy anymore. It's called Slippin'. And so they've taken away the ability to create your flip page publications, and they're, like, revamping Glossy, and this is what happens when you use a third party for service. So they're revamping Glossy, and so at this point, people are only able to view previous Glossy editions, and we're not able to produce any more going forward. I consider
so you didn't think about just switching platforms to other
I did, but I also referenced out numbers. My goal is always, number one, to work smarter and not harder. So I referenced out numbers and saw that the amount of hits or visits that our Glossy received, it really wasn't worth going through that extra effort to go with another company to produce a flip page. And in all honesty, once we do, I guess, once our website reaches a considerable amount of hits that I and my team would feel comfortable with, then I would consider going that extra mile again and producing a flip page edition. But until then, we'll remain as, like, the blog style.
Now, you also have a weekly Twitter chat on Tuesdays. Tell me more about this chat.
Yes, that is so fun. It's like the favorite. So our weekly tweet chat, which was previously monthly, but with our one-year anniversary last Tuesday, we decided to take it to another level and go weekly, and it's called Hotties Talk. And basically it's a platform to discuss issues that affect plus-size women. So it's basically like to promote dialogue and just to share experiences. I think a lot of times as women, we go through a lot, of course, but we don't realize that other women go through the same things that we go through. And as
right.
plus-size women, sometimes, you know, we don't have support that we need. Sometimes we don't support ourselves, and sometimes we don't realize that there are other women that may feel like us. And so I think that Hotties Talk really empowers a lot of our followers in the sense that they get to connect with each other over Twitter, share personal stories that they may not get, you know, from a blog, and just be able to, like, ask each other questions and, you know, exchange dialogue on different issues.
You'll be having a Twitter chat tomorrow then.
Yes, we will. And tomorrow's tweet chat is going to be very interesting. We're going to have Miss Georgia Plus, who was more recently featured on Married to Medicine. Shakiva Littrell is her name. And so we're going to be discussing body shaming. And it was inspired by Dr. Jackie. This is my first time watching the show. Have you seen it?
I saw last season. I haven't seen the new ones.
Okay. This is my first time watching it. I didn't get a chance to watch last season. All of my friends have been raving about it. Oh, Selena, you have to see Married to Medicine. And I'm not even like a TV person, not too much. And so I watched it last night. And Dr. Jackie, she pretty much, I want to say she ostracized, Miss Georgia Plus, and that when when she introduced herself and explained her platform and, you know, who she was and her initiative as a pageant queen, in which she teaches self-confidence, self-esteem, and also the importance of leading a healthy lifestyle, Dr. Jackie just, you know, came into the conversation and just said, excuse me, did you say you're concerned about health? And, you know, she goes in to talk about how she's full-figured and how can she, you know, be discussing health because she's full-figured and that heart disease is the number one causes of death amongst African-American women. And they were at a bowling event, and that was, like, totally inappropriate.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah. And she just, like, basically, like, body shamed her while at the event in front of the other cast members as well. And so we're going to discuss that tomorrow during Hottie's talk.
Very briefly, if you want to be involved in this Twitter chat, you just get on Twitter at the time and just use what hashtag?
It's hashtag Hotties Talk. It's at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, from 9
All
to
right.
10 p.m. And we're
and
also going to have a giveaway.
Official, okay, and tell us the official website for your magazine.
It's manicmag.com. So that's M as in Mary, A-N-I-K, M-A-G.com.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. The time just flew by, and I'm going to definitely try and get in on one of those Twitter chats real soon.
That'll be fun. Yeah, that'll be fun.
So continued success with everything you have going on, and if there's ever a way I can help you, just let me know.
Sure, thank you. Nice talking to you. I can't wait to meet you soon.
Yes, soon. I have to get out to the East Coast.
Okay, take care. Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And last but definitely not least is Tulin Emery, and she's no stranger to the Plus community, a former working plus-size model and the former executive marketing and creative director of Plus Model Magazine. Tulin has now found her calling as an independent team beach body coach and lead support groups for plus-size women with PCOS. Most recently, she was named the official health and fitness coach for Miss Plus USA. Let's welcome Tulin to the show. Hi, Tulin.
Hi, Shanice. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm excited to talk to you with your new fitness journey. So what led you to start this new journey of fitness?
Well, that's the funny thing. It's not new to me. I've always been kind of an inner athlete of some sort, and I really discovered it when I started boxing. And I was a hell of a boxer for on and off for about 10 years before it ever became in vogue. And I remember prior to being diagnosed with PCOS, I really struggled with ideal pattern hair loss, hair growing from my face, and I'm a former anorexic. And so when I was very, very thin, I was approached by pretty much every major agency there was, and because I was young, my parents wouldn't allow me to pursue a career, and frankly, I'm glad, because I was not in the right state. At some point, I discovered boxing after going through some difficult times, and I remember standing in a grocery store line, and I saw Mode magazine, and I was in my husband's flannel shirt and his jeans, and he was wearing a size 48 jeans. It's all nice and good, but I wasn't in my own clothes, and I was just so grateful that it was grunge was really in, because I was kind of working that look. And I opened up Mode magazine, I saw a lot of women that looked like me. And that was a really profound moment for me because it was probably my official calling into the plus-size world. But I've always been an advocate against things like, I'm sorry, I think the BMI is full of crap. I think we throw the word obesity around far too much. Since I was a teen, even when I was an anorexic. So it's kind of a misconception that health and fitness is new to me because when I was discovered as a plus-size model, I was boxing. And I actually was told to stop boxing so I wouldn't hurt the money, which was my face, because I was in the ring.
Right.
So it's not new to me, but at some point I did fall out of it when my health began to get out of control. And we went through some difficult things in our lives. I mean, I talk about it very openly online. We had a bout with homelessness and lost it all. And my husband lost his ability to walk due to MS. And he's my big inspiration in this. So we'd really lost control of our health and were affected by it. So that's where my foray back into it was, because we didn't have health insurance. And so I started refocusing on myself because I personally was not in good health. I was in very bad health.
Now, it's a very touchy subject, talking about health and weight in the plus-size community. And sometimes when you're as vocal as you are with your journey, some people see it as a conflict to being plus-positive. Why do you think that is?
I was waiting for that question. Okay, so here's my thought. I think the idea of the plus-size community, at least the reason why I got into it, was really to show that plus and fit have no size. And I'm a firm believer in that. And I think there's two reasons why people will reject a message like this. But I think one of the first one is that for some people it holds up a truth. And for other people, and that may be kind of a risky thing to say, and I'm not really worried about saying that. And I think for other people that they're too busy trying to define people. So my take is this. I think as a plus-size community or as a plus-size woman, I find it just as disheartening to hear somebody called too plus or too large, or referring to somebody that's on the smaller end of plus as not being plus enough. So this is the way I look at it. When I promote my support groups, which is far bigger than what I'm doing with Beachbody, I'm really about mindset. It's for people who want to come and find me. I don't have to be the loudest. I don't have to be the most gregarious. I don't have to do any of those things. But for those women who choose or who need to or are looking for an understanding person who can teach them how to love themselves, because most of the plus-size women I work with didn't come in loving themselves. It's through my tools in the plus-size community that I help them learn to love themselves. And by learning to love themselves, learning themselves on the journey, it no longer becomes about the weight or scale. So just like people say, well, if you're plus size, you're talking about plus size, you're promoting obesity, and we're saying, nay, nay, that's not true. We're not saying we're promoting an unhealthy lifestyle, and how dare you. We also can't be hypocrites and say the same thing if you are plus size and promoting weight loss or health. And I actually promote health. I use the tag weight loss because that is a common hashtag, just like plus size. You wouldn't look up curvy size. You look up plus size. I mean, this is marketing. So right. That is where my messaging goes out. So I'm actually all about self-love and self-respect, and I refuse to be a part of conversations that, one, immediately tap into the obesity term, because I think that's like being like the old cartoons to slap people in the face with fish. That's what it's like. Who are you to tell me that I'm promoting obesity? And who is anyone to tell me that I'm any less plus or any less plus positive or any less of anything because of somebody's own preconceived definition of what they choose to define as plus? My world, in my eyes, plus is all embracing. There are plus size designers that are straight size. Why not honor them? There are smaller plus size women. They should be honored, just like there should be larger plus size women. So when I'm asked that question, I go back to how do you feel when people immediately connect plus with obesity? It raises my blood pressure because that is not what it's about. We're about self-love.
Now, someone told me that in their opinion, a little birdie told me.
Yeah, I love your birdie. Opinion, okay, go ahead.
Posting before and after pictures is not a plus positive thing because it insinuates that the way you were before is unworthy and not good enough, and women seeing that with low self-esteem can be affected. How do you respond to that?
Okay, so I would say that same person is also probably advocating that we need larger plus size models being promoted. I mean, they probably have a whole host of opinions, so I love your birdie. But my take is this. You cannot put us in a box. You cannot put a plus size woman in a box. And you cannot put a plus size woman who's on a journey in a box. So if I gain 50 pounds, am I more plus positive but my health has taken a big poo-poo? Is that more plus positive would be my question back. If you see a before and after and your immediate regard is they are not plus positive or they are portraying being larger as being a negative, well, that would be like saying, giving somebody the okay that when they see the term plus size that we're promoting obesity. That's not true. If they take a moment, or probably in this case the birdie probably knows this girl pretty well, is my guess. If they take a moment and read the messaging, if they take a moment and what I refer to as my before, and actually I don't ever use before unless, again, it's the hashtag. I say, I am not a before, I am not an after, I'm forever on a journey. And any of the hundreds of women that I have worked with directly, or even the women that I indirectly work with, can tell you my message is always about self-love starting today. And for me, in loving myself meant I had to love my health. And while many can choose to live whatever lifestyle they could, I am not one of those fortunate ones. I was, in turn, killing myself. Not because of what my scale said, but because of things that I was doing to myself. So if I would have continued in that vein as being a plus-size woman at 330 pounds, in my case, by my definition, being in very poor health, does that make me more plus positive? Or is being about self-love and self-respect and loving everyone in regards to their size, regardless of their size, is that more plus positive? Because to me, plus can't be negative. There is no negative terminology in this. Does that answer your question?
Yes. And okay. Do you have a specific weight or size goal that you're trying to reach on your journey?
You know, it's funny, Shanice, I don't. I do have a 100-pound weight loss goal, which I'm about 25 pounds away from, that I do want to reach. That puts me at about 230 pounds. I post my weight on everything because I am the plus-size girl that gets down and does a full-on burpee. I'm also a plus-size girl that will modify a burpee against the wall if that is where I'm in at that moment. So somebody asked me, what's going to happen to you when you're no longer plus size? And I said, the funny thing is I will most likely always be plus size. But because I honor my journey, if at any point I technically fall out of plus size, I know full well that my natural size, where I have been most of my life, is somewhere in that plus size range. So I don't have a final number. Would I like to break the 200 mark? I like to break the 200 mark because I know for me, in my path, in my health with PCOS and insulin resistance and things like that, that I probably need to get in that area, but my weight and my scale can't define my health because I was doing things at 275 pounds and 300 pounds and 248 pounds and you name it, that was breaking boundaries in women's minds on what they were and were not able to do and bridging that conversation between the health and fitness industry and the plus-size community. Because I'll be damned, excuse my language, if anybody will say a plus-size woman can or cannot do something based on her size, whether it be in the community or outside of the community.
Now, you have a support group specifically for plus-size women. Were you the first to start something like this within the Beachbody company?
You know, I don't know if I'm the first. I will tell you why I did this, but I know that it gathers a lot of attention. I know a lot of Beachbody coaches share me with their clients. And I'm not just about Beachbody. That is a really great platform and where I got my results from. But I really feel that women can get results in anything that really speaks to them. And there really is, it's very unique. It's very personal. So it's not for anyone. I think where I am unique in how I did things differently was, and this just goes back to what you originally said, Shanice, how many times am I going to look at a video or a photo? And when I was bigger, I was miserable. I was horrible. I hated myself. I was ugly. I was all those things. Now, I felt that way as an anorexic. And there were times as a plus-size woman I may have felt that way too. But that was because I didn't have a positive language with myself. I didn't value myself. So what I was really frustrated by where my first videos and photos came from was I couldn't find that woman online that said, this is where I am right now, and I feel damn good in my skin right now, but I'm looking for women who are on the journey who are honoring and respecting themselves in that process. And that's where I got real, and that's why I started showing my belly apron, and that's why I started posting photos of me in that bikini, in the blue bikini. I wear that bikini at the beach. I've been wearing it since 330 pounds in Orange County with Real Housewives all around me because I'm proud of who I am. So that's where it started from, and I can't tell you, I get between 400 and 500 emails a week from women who are inspired and who begin to learn to love themselves just by what I share. At that point, mission accomplished. They want to work with me great directly. If they don't, that's okay too. As long as they get the message that fit has no size, there is no definition, there is no final number, there is no final photo. And that's why I'm not a big fan of the idea of afters. I don't want to take away from anyone who's gotten to that point because, honestly, I got to honor them. They worked hard for what was important to them. But I know plenty of people who have after photos that don't feel good in their skin. You have to work with the mind first. You've got to love yourself first. We are amazing people, amazing beings, and we are really dishonoring ourselves by not loving the skin we're in. And I did go through some tough times, and I did gain excessive amount of weight for me that really caused some health issues. I didn't hate my body for it. I thanked my body for it. My body did its best to protect me through all those difficult times. So wherever I land in my final number is where I land. But in that process, I will continue to share my journey. And my message is for those that it's intended to. My message is for those that seek it. And what anybody's negative opinion is about what I do or how I feel, it's none of my business.
So when you talk to your clients or your support group, is I don't know what the correct word is, the theory that you take on is health at any size?
Yes. So I focus mostly on women. My heart really speaks to plus-size women, PCOS, insulin resistance, hypothyroid. And the reason why I specifically work with those groups is, one, I've been working with women with PCOS for over 20 years. I'm the former national spokeswoman for the disorder. And it's really important that we're sitting in a group with other women that we have a very strong understanding of each other, that I don't allow negative self-talk on my pages. As a matter of fact, you have a rough day, you've got to find three positive things about your day that day. We do mindset exercises like negative self-talk and what the exact opposite is, the positive. And that's why, I don't know if you saw my Instagram where I posted, mine was really about how I was talking to myself about finances as an example. So I had to change that. So my support groups are very specific to a group of women that I know that I can help in a journey of self-love and of health. And oftentimes they come in with these weight loss goals. And if I had any one of these women on here, and please, seriously, anybody who's been in my groups or in my groups now, please post on Facebook.com, Coach Tulin, and you say, I don't want to put the words in your mouth, what did my groups do for you? It taught self-love and self-respect. But women with PCOS tend to feel defeminized. We're dealing with hormonal issues, and it's very much on a cellular level. And so if we can do things through, actually a lot of it is nutrition-based, but also exercise, the feeling that you get, the endorphins that are released, and taking the shame away from having PCOS or any of the symptoms that go along with it is really the focus of my group. So that's why I cannot handle my own personal demand of people who want to come in my group, so I have to be very selective of who I do bring in. And so I leave it very limited to those women because that's my heart.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you're going to probably always be plus size, and you're going to remain in the plus community. And most recently, you were announced to be the official health and fitness coach for Miss Plus USA. Now, what does that entail? Will you be in attendance in the event in August?
I will be there. And what I did, for example, with the ladies in the group, I don't believe it's a cookie-cutter process. And the thing that I loved, and it's so perfect timing, Shanice, I love this. I know we've been flirting with this idea for a while. I had a questionnaire for all the women, and I specifically said I'm not interested in weight loss goals because I'm not. If you're going to lose weight, it's going to be a byproduct of your activities, and it's meant that you were supposed to if you're leading a healthy lifestyle. Then if you lose weight, great, but that's not my focus. So I asked them, what are they currently doing? What do they like to do? What don't they like to do? Shanice, the majority of the women that wrote me back, and I actually can't think of one who didn't, are all physically active to some degree or another. They're active women. So if I came in assuming that they weren't, it would do them a real disservice. So I'll be working with them on mindset. I'll be working on with them on activities that they have access to, because like I said, it's bigger than Beachbody for me. It's about utilizing the tools that you do have. And helping them with that mindset on that uniquely to each one of their goals, which we'll have private conversations on. And then I'll be working with the group as a whole, and I will be there in August. And I'm really honored to have been asked to do this. I'm very selective of who I connect myself with, and I love what Latasha's doing. I've known her for a while now, and I'm really excited that she felt this was important.
Well, I think this is an amazing collaboration, and you have anything else coming up we can be on the lookout for?
You know what? I keep it really low-key. I'm really just a chick on a journey, and I'm just enjoying my life. I'm living a life that I have not enjoyed in many, many years. I have more time for my family. I'm selfishly committed to myself for the first time in many, many years. And I really just keep it very low-key. I focus very much on my family, my support groups, and my own personal journey. So really, anything that's coming up, you can always find out on any one of my social media outlets, specifically Instagram. If you don't mind me plugging that, is that okay, or is that really bad?
No, please do.
Okay. You can find me on Instagram at IAM, T as in Tom, ULIN as in Nancy, that's I am Tulin. Or you can connect with me on Facebook at Coach Tulin, TULIN. And on YouTube, I have a really active YouTube community. You can find me there also as Coach Tulin, Coach, and then T-U-L-I-N. I do have some things that are coming out that have not come out yet that I'm really excited about that are more on the national level, and I'm really excited with the types of people and the trainers that I've connected with and how much they've taken a personal interest in my stories. There's definitely more to come, but right now I'm just kind of rolling with the punches and enjoying life, or I should say actually going with the flow. I'm really happy, Shanice. I'm really enjoying life, and I'm so happy to be plus size, my own definition of fit, and making a difference for not only myself and my family, for other women who choose to come along with me. That's
and
my
I want to clarify one thing. So you can be hired to be a personal fitness coach, or people just contact you to be in your support group?
Well, I do. People can, and I do have some private clients. I'm very limited on how many people I can work with on a monthly basis because it's more about helping others than trying to crank out as many as I possibly can. So people can hire me for health and fitness coaching. And then, again, it's based on their individual needs. And so we'll do that via Skype calls. Some people are in person. And then I have larger groups, which are actually, I keep them very small, that are support groups online. So you always start together and you end together. And then I have people who have been with me for over a year now, which has been kind of cool. They've grown with me.
Well, awesome. You're always busy. You're always doing something positive. I'm excited for you. And, you know, I think what you're doing is great. And I have no problem with your before and after pictures, even though it's not before and after.
Yeah,
but
you
I
know
think
what? Honestly, you know, can I tell you something real quick? When I look at those before pictures, I don't look at those pictures going, ugh, what a miserable day. Each one of the, I have pictures from Full Figured Fashion Week. I have pictures with trainers. I have pictures with people in the industry. I have people pictures with family and friends. I mean, you name it. And not one of those before pictures I take a look at and go, oh, my gosh, I can't believe. Not at all. Each one of those pictures is an opportunity for amazing memories. And I felt incredible that day, whether it's a sweaty, stinky picture of me after the gym or if it's me dressed up at an event. I felt amazing in each one of those. So I only use before and after because that's really a hashtag. You know, there's not
right.
an on my journey. Or maybe I should create one. I don't know. But that's where the people are, and that's how I can communicate with people. But, yeah, I feel amazing. In my even people go, in your 330-pound blue bikini. Heck, yes, I did. I felt amazing on that day, and I feel amazing in it now.
Well, continued success with everything you got going on. I look forward to seeing you in Seattle in August. And keep
yes,
up the good work.
Thank you, Shanice. Thanks for the hard-hitting questions. I really do appreciate you doing that because I think it's an important conversation to have.
Well, thank you. You'll have to come back soon.
I will. Anytime, Shanice.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And thank you to all of my fabulous guests this evening. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus Industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the Curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on the show or being a guest, visit the website at ShaniceLewisShow.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at Facebook.com/ShaniceLewisShow. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.